Good morning. My guest this morning is Rebecca West, the stage manager for the North Bay Stage Company's production of Other People's Money, opening January 15th. Good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about this play a little bit. My own years in theater tell me that you have a very unique viewpoint on plays, being the stage manager. That's a great place to see plays from.
Absolutely. You get to see it from the front as well as the sides back and all angles. Other People's Money is a blast. It's an absolutely wonderful production, and I'm enjoying watching it come together so much. The great thing about this production is, even though it was originally written to be set in the 80s, it's as timely now as it was when it was written, because it deals with the view of business transactions that are completely legal, but what are the ethical and moral implications of a transaction from both sides, from both parties? And it's just, it's really neat to watch the characters develop around what's going on today just as much as it was when it was written.
Now, that is a theme. If there is a theme for this year, if there is a theme for 2016, it's exactly that. How did those people manage to do all the stuff that they did and get away with it absolutely scot-free?
It is. It's interesting to see the legal versus the moral implications of what is a family, what is a business, what is commerce, and what is the right or wrong thing to do for an individual versus a group versus a town versus a business, and how do these dynamics affect each other?
Do you know anything about the history of production of this show, where it's been? I assume it probably opened in New York.
I would assume so as well. There's definitely some great reviews written about the production in its original format.
How big a cast?
It's a very, relatively small cast. There are five individuals, but each of our cast members has a nice, strong history of productions behind them. So it's a very strong cast, and everyone supports each other.
Talk about some of the cast members.
We have one of our leading characters who comes in is Larry the Liquidator, who's played by Jeremy Boucher. And he is he the good guy? Is he the bad guy? Is he the protagonist? Is he the antagonist? And do you love him or do you hate him? Because he's doing a job and he's making his money, but what are the effects of that going to be? And Jeremy brings this loving, vivacious, energetic, a little seedy, but you really like him kind of characterization to a businessman who's doing his job and doing what he loves, which is making money.
Other cast members?
We bring John Visman, who is definitely no stranger to local theater.
Yeah.
He's worked as a director as well, most recently for Leading Ladies. But he is the character of the original owner of this company, or the current owner of this company. And he brings the heart and soul to the community. You know, he's a hands-on kind of boss who wants to take care of his community and his organization. And what does it mean to him to have someone lurking around his business that potentially may be taking it away from him? And he's this great warmth as well to this character, just showing what it means to own your community as well as your business.
This sounds like a really vibrant show.
Absolutely. It's witty. It's fast. The scene changes just go back to back to back. So there's not any kind of lulls in between while you're waiting for changes to happen. It's just continuous.
Rebecca, do you yourself have any plans to leave the technical end of theater and maybe take on some performances, or possibly you've already done that?
I go back and forth. Started a couple of years ago. I am so impressed with Sonoma County, especially Santa Rosa's local theater community. It's a wonderful environment, and you get to learn all aspects of it. So I go back and forth between being in productions and working on productions.
As this show is at the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts, you have a long past history of theater companies working right in that venue.
But North Bay Stage Company, we have gotten so fortunate to have this production company be the resident company for Wells Fargo Center.
That's great.
And it's wonderful to see this company getting its legs and really taking off and running with some incredible productions.
Excellent. Let's tell people that this is the North Bay Stage Company's production of Other People's Money, opening at the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts on January 15th and playing through the 31st. For information, well, the box office number is 546-3600 or online, northbaystagecompany.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.